Hello and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Sheena Conroy and I'll be reading Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34 from the New International Version. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labour or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I'm a natural worrier, although I believe I worry less than I used to. That being said, I had a small operation earlier this week and was annoyed with myself when I realised I was worrying about it. I was fully aware that folk were praying for me, and I do trust God to take care of me. I guess worry is simply part of being human, and there are times when we succumb to our human frailty. As we progress through this period of Lent, we are spending time reflecting on God's word, praying, and generally preparing for Easter. This Lent period, however, is different to all previous ones that we remember, because each one of us will be living life in a different way to the way we were living our lives a month ago, and our hearts and minds are being partially hijacked by concern around the COVID-19 outbreak. This is totally understandable. It certainly appears to be a very apt time to be thinking about this passage of scripture and taking on board Jesus' words regarding worry. In today's passage, Jesus points out that God feeds the birds and clothes the flowers, adding, "Are you not much more valuable than they?" It is probable that many of the people listening to Jesus were poor, and their daily concerns would center on the basics of life: food, clothing, and shelter. Jesus was explaining that our Heavenly Father knows our needs and will supply them. Equally, God knows that we worry. Otherwise, why would Jesus have spoken about it so eloquently? While God knows the things we need, he also knows that worry is bad for us, especially when we are worrying over things that he has already taken care of. I'm talking to myself here. We are being assured that we are precious in God's sight, and like he feeds the birds and clothes the flowers, he will provide for us too. In fact, he has provided for us even more than our basic needs. He provides so much more. The beauty of creation, laughter, the love of family and friends, creativity, sleep, a personal relationship with him, a saviour. Along with this, he tells us to stop worrying, that it gains us nothing, but robs us of health and peace of mind. Leo Buscaglia says, "Worry never robs tomorrow of its sorrow, it only saps today of its joy." Instead of worrying, in verse 33, Jesus instructs us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Ralph Waldo Emerson says, "Sorrow looks back." Worry looks around and faith looks up. And someone once said, worry causes stress. Prayer causes peace. Worry less, pray more. There are many verses in the Bible that talk about worry. Look some of them up. There's Proverbs 12, verse 25, Isaiah 41, verse 10, Philippians 4, verse 67. And in John 14, verse 27, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. In these uncertain times, as God's people, what opportunities we have. For those of us self-isolating, to spend more of our time speaking and listening to God and praying for others and for the world. For all of us to reach out to others, giving whatever help, support and encouragement we can through telephone calls, letters and social media. To ask God to grant us peace instead of worry, a peace that demonstrates to others our reliance and trust in our Heavenly Father. I have a small card in my Bible which says, Lord, in all I do today, remind me that there's just one way, to do the things that I do best, to put my mind and heart at rest, and that's to put in your great hands my life that you alone have planned. Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, thank you that in the troubling times of our lives we can turn to your word to seek the encouragement and assurances we need. Thank you that we can trust you to provide all our needs, and therefore we have no need to worry. Thank you that you know what is good for us and you warn us about the things that can do us harm. Thank you for all that you are, and help us to increasingly rely on you. Help us, Father, to seek your kingdom and righteousness and enable us to demonstrate it to others. Lord, help us to show through our lives that we have tasted and seen that you are good. In Jesus' precious name, amen.